新年好。
We first want to say Happy New Year.
我们每一个过去的两个主日，每一个主日，我们都是过了一个节日。
So in the past two Sundays, every week we have a holiday.
一个星期多前啊是圣诞节。
So a little bit over a week ago, it was Christmas.
然后我们这个主日，我们是刚刚过完了新年。
And so this week we just passed our New Year.
所以在这里真是祝大家我们一同有一个非常好的新年的开始。
And so here let me wish everyone have a great beginning in this New Year.
让我们再一起来今天的敬拜蒙神的悦纳。
May God accept our worship here today.
所以对我们来讲我们圣诞节对我们的真正的意义是在哪里？
So to us, what is the true meaning of Christmas?
特别是对我们这些已经是受洗归入他名下的。
Especially to those of us who have already been baptized under His name.
是不是只是一个过了一个节日而已呢？
Is it just a holiday to us?
是不是只是12月25号那天我们跟大家一起来庆祝我们主耶稣的诞生？
And is it only upon that day, December 25th, where we come together with everyone else to celebrate the birth of our Lord?
是不是过了这一天之后，好像我们是不是在等待在明年的这一天来，我们再来一起庆祝呢？
And is it after that day, we wait a whole another year for the December 25th to come around?
所以实际上真正讲起来，这个圣诞节每一次每一年，我们的在这里的一起欢庆，在这里纪念。
So in truth, that every year, December 25th comes around that we come together to celebrate and to remember Him.
像对我们基督徒来讲，真是我们只是一次再一次的提醒。
To Christians, I guess, is just a reminder.
在2000年前，我们的主耶稣他确实像婴孩一样的来到了这世上。
That 2000 years ago, our Lord Jesus came onto this earth as a baby.
他来到这世上，他为的是要拯救人。
He came into this world in order to save us.
那么，当然我们后面特别会讲到他他的来到这世上不但是拯救人，他是怎样死，让我们得到一个新的生命。
Now, of course, he came on earth not to save us, but also how he died and how he had new life.
特别像我们这些人，因为我们都是从海外过来的，来到这里。
And especially for majority of us who came from outside of the U.S. immigrated to here.
我们讲到这圣诞节，讲到主耶稣，这好像有点像是讲的洋人的教。
So when we think of Christmas, when we think of Jesus, it feels like this is something that the Westerners believe in.
但是我们下面我们会好好去一看看这个真正的圣诞节的意义。主耶稣来到世上，到底只是洋人的教呢，还是我们的神？
We'll dive in deeper to take a look at whether the true meaning behind Christmas, whether it's really just another holiday in the Western world, or what's the true meaning for us Christians.
下面我们一起来看一段那个罗马书的。
Let's take a look at the Bible. Let's turn to Book of Romans.
罗马书是第六章。
Chapter 6.
我们可以一起来读一下第六章的，我选了第三节和第四节。
Chapter 6, verse 3 and 4.
这个罗马书是这个保罗他写给在罗马的这些基督徒们。
So, Romans is a book written by Paul to the Christians in Rome.
因为他在这里也是提醒他们一下，让他们更加的明白这个受洗的意义。
So he's here, he's reminding them once more the meaning of baptism.
所以我们在第六章的第三节，它是接到前面第一二节开始的。
So verse 3 and 4 is a continuation from the previous verses.
那保罗在这里，他第三节开始说是这样的问话，他说：“岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？”
So in this verse, he starts with a question. Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death?
所以知道我们这些受洗，因着他的名受洗，是归入他的死。
So all those who have been baptized in his name were baptizing into his death.
第四节，所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬。原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
And then verse 4, therefore we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life.
我们在这里第一个，请大家特别注意到保罗他在这里用词的时候，他讲到我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人。
So here, please pay attention to the words that Paul used. He said, "We all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus."
讲的都是这些我们因着他的名受洗归入他名下的。
So he's talking about all of us who have been baptized to under His name.
所以我们向他跟主耶稣。主基督在这里有一个联合，是在死的上面有一个联合。
And with that, we're united with Him in death.
但是这个死，它是一同与他埋葬的。
And this death also, we're in that death, we are also buried.
这样的联合，它的目的是干什么？
And what's the purpose of this union?
他在这里讲到，就第四节说的，他是原是叫我们的一举一动有新生的样式。
And all of this, as is mentioned in verse 4, the last part is, so we too might walk in newness of life.
而且这个新生的样式是什么呢？是主耶稣借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
And also this newness is, Lord Jesus, through the glory of the Father.
所以在这里真是看到，你看，就是主耶稣他复活，而且他是借着神的荣耀的复活，是这样的新的生命。
So here you can see that our Lord Jesus' resurrection is through the glory of the Father. It is such a life.
所以知道我们这是真正的我们归入他的死，这也是主耶稣来到我们世上为了我们而死，他的要的是把带给我们一个新的生命。
And so, as the purpose of our Lord coming onto this earth and dying for us, and so that we can be united with Him in death.
而且这个生命的复活是复活的生命，是借着父的荣耀的复活的生命。
And He can also give us this resurrected life through the glory of the Father.
那么我们下面我再选了一些经文，我们再来一起看一下，是特别讲到主耶稣他的死。
And next, let's read a few more verses about that talks about our Lord Jesus' death.
那么下面一章哈。
So the next verse.
下面我们讲到主耶稣他的死，是为的是我们能够在他里面活。
So initially, we talk about how his death is so that we can live in him.
所以在以弗所书第二章里面
And in Ephesians chapter 2
我们把它从第一节到第十节呢，我把它分一个段
We'll read from verse 1 to 10
这个里面特别是讲到主耶稣他的死
Here especially talk about our Lord Jesus' death
所以第一句话他说你们死在过犯罪恶之中他叫你们活过来
And you were dead in your trespass and sins in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world.
这个以弗所书也是保罗他写了一封书信是在给以弗所的教会。
So Ephesians is also another book written by Paul to the church in Ephesians.
也是在给以弗所已经是在基督名下的这些基督徒们。
It's also to the Christians who are baptized under the Lord's name.
他们这些是不是犹太人
So these are not Jews
所以我们先注意到他的保罗在这里用的他说你们死在过犯罪恶之中他叫你们活过来
So that's why in the very first verse he started with saying and you were dead in your trespass and sins
为什么呢说我们那个时候说他们那个时候死在这个过犯当中呢
So why did he say that they were dead in their trespass and sins
他保罗第二节保罗继续讲他因为在那个时候你们在其中行事为人注意到特别讲的行事为人随从今世的风俗
And he explained in verse 2 because in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world
就是你们活在那里就是靠着这个世界上面的习惯他们的的风俗来行
He's saying that they were living according to the practices and course of the world at that time
而且呢是顺服了空中掌权者的首领
And also they're according to thePrince or the power of the air.
也实际上这个空中掌权者的首领就是现在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
In other words, it's also the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience.
所以保罗在这里说，他说你们是这样的行当时。
And so that's why Paul is saying that they were dead in their trespass.
然后保罗他第三句他说他自己了，他说我们从前也都在他们中间。
And then in the third verse, Paul talked about himself. He said, among them, we too all formerly lived in the lusts of our flesh.
实际上你注意再往下看的话，你会知道他在这里指的我们，他只指的是神的选民，就是犹太人、以色列人。
And so as you read on, you realize that when Paul said we, his point referring to the chosen people of God, the Israelites.
他们实际上他说他们跟以前虽然是神的选民，但是和其他世上的人都是一样的。
There he mentioned that even though they were the chosen people of God, but they lived in the same way as the rest of people.
然后呢，是放纵肉体的私欲，就是随着肉体的私欲在这里行事。
That they lived in the lust of their flesh.
也按照自己心中所喜好的去做。
And indulging in the desire of the flesh and of the mind.
注意看到这里，特别是神的选民，他们也没有按照神的意思去做，按照神的话去行。
And so pay a special attention here that even the chosen people of God, they did not live according to His will.
所以保罗在这里特别说到，这就是和别人一样。虽然这些我们这些人，但实际上虽然是神的选民，但是却和别人是一样，本为可怒之子。
So that's why he's saying that even though they were chosen people of God, but they lived just like everyone else. And so by nature, they were by nature children of wrath.
然后保罗下面继续说，你们和我们实际上都在死在这个过犯当中。
And so the next he's talking about how both they and the chosen people, they were all dead in their transgressions.
所以还当我们都在死的过程中的时候，主耶稣他来到世上拯救了我们。
And so while we're dead in our transgression, trespass, that our Lord Jesus came into this earth to save us.
因为我们在跪做跪这个过犯当中的时候我们要能够从里面脱出来的话，一定要有个赎罪价。
For while we live in our trespass and our sins, if we want to be free from that, we have to pay a price.
所以主耶稣他就成为了这个赎罪的价。
And so he became that price.
这也就是在两千年前他为什么来到这个世上。
So our Lord Jesus paid that price, and that's why he came into this world 2,000 years ago.
然后在地上总共33年半。
And he spent 33 and a half years on the earth.
然后在十字架上成为了我们的每一个人的赎罪祭。
And upon the cross, he became the sacrifice for every single one of us.
所以他叫他这个在实际上牺牲他的死，让我们和他有一个在联合，都在死里面有个联合。
And because of his sacrifice, because he died upon the cross, then we are able to unite with him in death.
所以在这里保罗也特别下面在说，我们得救是因为神的恩典。
And so that's why Paul here especially said that we're saved because of his grace.
这些我们得到这些恩典并不是出于我们自己的行为。
And we receive this grace of salvation not because of what we did.
他第十节特别讲到，他说我们原是他的工作。
And in verse 10 it said that for we are his workmanship.
所以是在基督里造成的。
And created in Christ Jesus.
是让我们看到我们在受洗归入他死和主耶稣有这样的一个联合的时候。
And so this allows us to see how when we are baptized into his death and how we're able to unite with him,
然后我们就能够主耶稣一起有一个复活的生命。
And then together with our Lord Jesus we can have this resurrected life.
下面我想跟大家再一起分享一下，还是这个第二章的后面的十一节开始。
And next I'd like to share the second part of Ephesians chapter 2。
这个第一个这个里面讲到主耶这个基督的他的死里复活的时候呢，使人在基督里成为一。
And so in these passages, it talks about how in his resurrection, it caused man and Christ to be united as one.
如果你看第十一节的话哈。
So if you look at verse 11,
保罗在这里继续说到，他说，所以你们应当纪念你们从前按肉体是外邦人，是称为没有割礼的。这原名是那些凭人手在肉身上称为受割礼之人所起的。
And so in verse 11 Paul says, therefore remember that formerly you, the Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by the so-called circumcisions, which is performed in the flesh by human hands.
所以他在写信是给以弗所的这些基督徒们。
So this letter, Paul's writing to the Christians in Ephesians.
他在这里告诉他们说，你们是被称作外邦人。
So here he tells us that you are called the Gentiles.
什么是外邦人呢？他就说是以色列人称 不是以色列人们，叫外邦人。
So what does it mean to be Gentiles? It is Israelites' name term for all those who are not Israelites.
为什么以色列人这样称他们呢？
And why was it that they were given such name?
因为以色列人他们知道他们是神的选民。
It is because the Israelites know that they are the chosen people of God.
他们在他们身上有一个记号，有个受割礼的记号。
And they have a mark on their body, and that is the mark of circumcision.
所以他们也知道没有受这割礼的，就是不是他们一起被神的选民。
And so they know that those who have not received circumcision are not the chosen people.
所以像我们这些华人也是一样。我们都是属于在外邦人，对以色列人来讲。
And so, for Chinese, in the same way, we too are considered as Gentiles in the eyes of Israelites.
那么保罗在这里继续讲到，他说：“那时你们与基督无关。”
And so he continued to mention that, remember that you were at that time separate from Christ.
所以是的，我们那时候我们可以看作基督啊，或者这些都属于羊教里面的。
So at that point, yes, you can see indeed that you treat Christ and the whole and everything involved as something as a belief of the Western world.
或者说是以色列人的神，或者说是这个西方人的神。
You could say that maybe that he is the God of the Israelites or the God of the Western world.
而且在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人。
And so also. They were excluded from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers to the covenant of promise.
并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。
And also having no hope and without God in the world.
这是讲到我们在前面如果读旧约的话，你就能看到，我们看了旧约，好像整个讲的就是以色列人神是怎么带领他们的。
And so this is the viewpoint from the Old Testament. This is how in the Old Testament God had led the Israelites.
那么现在保罗在这里特别讲到这个主耶稣基督从死里复活的时候，他是要把我们都放在一起。
But now Paul says that when our Lord Jesus Christ was resurrected, he placed all of us together.
第十三节这样说，你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经得清净。
Verse 13, he said, But now in Christ Jesus, you who formerly were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ.
因为他就是主耶稣，他使我们和睦。
For he, referring to our Lord Jesus, himself is our peace.
将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
Who made both groups into one and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall?
注意到保罗在这里用的词，他你们我们现在是中间拆主耶稣把这个墙拆开了。
Pay attention to the words that Paul used. He said you and us and we and also the barrier that's been broken down now.
而且呢，这个讲的就是原来是在神的选民和不是神的选民。主耶稣把这个中间的隔阂给拆掉。
Especially pay attention to the fact that before there were this group of the chosen people of God and the group that's not chosen by God, but now Jesus Christ has broken that barrier down.
十五节，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。
And then verse 15, by abolishing in his flesh the enmity. Which is the law of the commandments contained in ordinances, so that in himself he might make the two into one new man, thus establishing peace.
这就是刚才他已经读了，就是十六节，既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着十字架使两下成为一体，与神和好了。
And might reconcile them both in one body to God through the cross.By it having put to death the enmity.
所以讲到这个福音，这也传到近处的人，就是讲到以色列人，也传给远处的人。
And so here talk about the gospel spreading to those who are near as well as those who are far.
如果就像他说，我们不再是外人了，我们已经是成为神家里的人了。
And so we no longer are outsiders, but rather people in the house of God.
如果你还记得在约翰福音。第十章里面，主耶稣他自己特别讲到这个事情。
If you still remember in Book of John, Chapter 10, our Lord Jesus Himself specifically talked about this.
在那里，他讲到他自己是一个好牧人。
And because there he mentioned that he is the good shepherd.
然后在十六节他这样说，他说我另外有羊，不是这圈里的，我必须领他们来，他们也要听我的声音，并且要合成一群，归一个牧人。
And verse 16 said, I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock.And one shepherd.
我们在读到主耶稣讲这话的时候，在看到保罗在这里写给以弗所书这人信的时候
，And so when we read this passage from our Lord Jesus, and as well as in the letter of Paul,
这是主耶稣他上了十字架，他复活，就把这个另外的羊圈的羊带来了。
And so our Lord Jesus went on the cross, was resurrected, and at that point he brought the sheep from another pen together.
而且在主的里面，我们都合成了一个群。
And so in our Lord, we are united into one group.
是从啊把旧约和新约的完全的带到了一起。
And so he brought what's from the Old Testament as well as the New Testament together.
所以这是从啊整个世界来讲，从整个人类来讲。主耶稣他的死他的复活把我们人在他里面成为一
So in terms of this whole world that he has brought us together into one in him.
所以这样子的话我们就 不再会称主耶稣这是洋教的或者是犹太人的主
And so because of that we no longer call our Lord Jesus as a Westerner's belief or the God of the Israelites
所以他的死他的复活是为着每一个人的
So in this his death and his resurrection is for everyone
无论是外邦人也好或者神的选民以色列人也好他是为了每一个人
Whether you are a Gentile or you are a chosen people of God the Lord's death is for everyone
今天早上我们在这个主敬拜之前我们有一个薄饼的聚会
So this morning before the worship we have our Holy Communion
我们知道主耶稣在上十字架之前他立了这样的一个新约用他的血立了一个新约
and we know that before our Lord went on the cross he established this new covenant with us
所以我们在薄饼纪念他的时候为我们而死我们也是坚守跟他有这样的一个约
and so when we break the bread we know that of his covenant and so we hold on to that covenant
就是他是永远是我们的神我们是他的子民
That covenant is that He will always be our God, and we shall forever be His people.
也是因着主耶稣在十字架上说，摆上的我们才能够成为神的儿女。
And it's also because of what He has sacrificed upon the cross, so that we can become God's children.
那么刚才我们读到罗马书第六章时，也知道主耶稣他的死让我们能够受洗归入他的死的目的，是要真正叫我们。一生啊，一举一动有一个新生的样式。
And so, as in Romans chapter 6, from what we just read, we also know that his death is so that we can have a, so that we too might walk in newness of life.
那么，我们再看到，如果在哥林多后书第二章里面，特别还提到一句，就是讲我们在主里都成为新的了。
And in 2 Corinthians, it especially mentions how in the Lord we have all become anew.
哥林多后书这五章十七节是这样说到
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 says
若有人在基督里他就是新造的人旧事已过都变成新的了
Therefore if anyone is in Christ the new creation has come the old has gone the new is here
下面呢我们就来看一看怎么样叫做一个新的 一举一动有新的样式
And so next, let's take a closer look at to see how so that we might walk in newness of life.
我们呢可以一起来看几个我们这里面的榜样。
Let's take a look at a few examples.
我先选了保罗这个人。
First, I have chosen Paul to take a look at.
我们是要从看他这个里面是怎样和他现在他受洗归入主的名下之后被主呼召之后和他以前。是怎么样的不一样
And let's take a look how he differed from before he was called to be baptized under Christ.
保罗在给提摩太这个写的信里面提摩太这个一书的时候写了一封信。
So when in First Timothy, Paul wrote a letter.
这个提摩太是谁呢？保罗称他为是他在福音里面所生的儿子，就相当于带儿子一样。
So Timothy.Who's Timothy? Paul calls Timothy as his son in the gospel.
啊，他如果你读了前面的话，他说他是真儿子，在主里成为真的儿子。
And so Timothy become the true son in the Lord.
他在写信鼓励这个提摩太的时候，他里面特别提到他自己。
So in his letter to Timothy, Paul especially mentioned about himself as an encouragement to Timothy.
是在一章第十三节，保罗是这样说的。
So in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 13, Paul says,
他说我从前是亵渎神的，逼迫人的，毁慢人的，然而我还蒙了怜悯，因我是不信不明白的时候做的。
Even though I was formerly a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent aggressor, yet I was shown mercy because I acted ignorantly in unbelief.
然后他下面继续说到他自己是一个罪人中的罪魁。
And next, he continues to describe himself as the sinner of all, the foremost of all.
我们基督徒的话，我们都知道，保罗那么新约里面那么多的书信，后面几乎的很多很多都是保罗写的。
So as Christians, we know that in New Testament, a lot of the books, especially the later books, are all written by Paul.
And 他对神的旨意各方面神的奥秘，他都能许多的看见。
And also many mysteries of God was revealed to Paul.
特别教会的建造，他也能够看见神的旨意在里面。
Now, especially the building of the church, that Paul was able to see the mystery that's within.
特别是看到耶稣是这个如果做一个人比喻的话，耶稣是头，他的教会是他的身体。
Especially, he's able to see that it was shown to him that Jesus is the head and the church is the body.
So, 那个神是非常重用他，让他有许许多多的看见和启示。
And so God used Paul greatly and allowed him to see many revelations.
但是他在写信给提摩太的时候，他在这里他自己，你看见他在自己告诉提摩太他是什么样的人，过去是。
Yeah, in his letter to Timothy, he told Timothy what kind of man he was before.
你想看，就相当于他是对他一个儿子一样的，或者年轻人来讲，说他自己里面的说他是罪魁。
And so you can imagine Paul saying these things to Timothy, who's like a son to him. He's telling him that he is the sinner above all.
如果我们现在想象，按照我自己来想的话，至少跟他同一样的他跟彼得之间这样说，可能还比较好一点。
So if I was thinking to myself in the same circumstance, maybe thinking to myself, I think that if Paul were to reveal this to somebody like Peter, that's probably is a little bit better for him.
所以我们看到保罗在这里他的谦卑。
Or rather, it's easier for him. But here we see Paul's humbleness.
还有一个是在哥林多的后书里面，保罗也跟哥林多教会在讲话的时候。
And also, Paul mentions this in 2 Corinthians when he wrote the letter to the church in Corinthians.
因为他在这里求这个哥林多教会的教会来饶恕他们，求他们的弟兄姐妹来饶恕他。
And because he's writing here asking for the brother and sister in the church in Corinthians to forgive him.
哥林多后书这个十二章里面十三节是这样说的，保罗是在这里说，他除了我不累着你们这一件事，你们还有什么事不及别的教会呢？这不公之处，求你们饶恕我吧。
So he says, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13, said, For in what respect were you treated as inferior to the rest of the churches, except that I myself did not become a burden to you? Forgive me this wrong.
所以我们可以看见保罗，他不但能够有那么大神的启示，但他里面有神给他自己的一个谦卑在里面。
So we can see that not only has God given him so much revelation, but also God gave him this humbleness as well.
我们再看另外一个，就是彼得。
So another example is Peter.
彼得，我们如果读到他的书信时候，特别是在他的彼得前书后面点。
So when we read his books, especially in 1 Peter, in the later parts,
他在第五章里面是这样说哈。
In chapter 5, he said,
他说我这做长老，做基督受苦的见证，同享后来所要显现之荣耀的，劝你们中间与我同做长老的人。
So he says, Therefore I exhort the elders among you, as your fellow elder and witness of the sufferings of Christ, and a partaker also of the glory that is to be revealed.
我以前读了这个的话，一看到哦，做长老，然后又是彼得，我想这个是基本上就跳过去了哈、啊。这个是都是在教会里面啊做带领的啊，像神的仆人呐 啊是对他们讲的。
And so before when I read this passage, when I saw that it was written by Peter and it's addressed to the elders, I tend to skip this passage because I thought this is more for the elders at the church.
然后我想我们现在大家，我们先暂时放下来这个长老这个称呼哈。
So, but I would encourage everyone to temporarily lay aside the mention of elders in this passage.
我们继续往下看的时候，然后让我们看到这个彼得他的新的生命哈。
And continue to read on to see this new life that is in Peter.
彼得在这里他是劝，与他一同做长老的人，他用的字是劝你们中间与我一同做长老的人。
So here he uses the word exhort to those who are also elders.
他这个做长老，彼得刚才讲到，他是做基督受苦的见证这个长老。
So here the elders is Peter as Peter mentions the elders and are witnesses of the suffering of Christ.
所以我们要特别注意到，他在这里讲到是做基督受苦的见证。
So here, especially pay attention that he mentioned the witness of the sufferings of Christ.
然后他在这里第一句话他说的是，他劝他们做长老的什么呢？第一句话就是说，一定要牧养在你们中间神的群羊。
And what he exhorts the elders to do is to shepherd the flock of God among you.
我们还如果读了这句话的时候，我们记得，一定记得啊，主耶稣在复活之后，他是怎样的重建彼得。
And so, when we read this passage, all of us probably remember how after God, our Lord's resurrection, he rebuilt Peter.
他三次问彼得：“你爱我吗
？”He asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?"
他每一次问话后面，他都是说：“喂养我的羊。”
And after he finished each question, the Lord always said, "Then shepherd my sheep."
他有的时候还说是喂养我的小羊。
And also sometimes he will also say, the Lord will also say, "Shepherd my little lamb."
我们也知道彼得在这个之前，在主耶稣复活之前，我们也圣经里面也记载了许多彼得的事情。
And so we know that in the Bible, it recorded many things about Peter, even before the Lord's resurrection.
我们也在这个使徒行传里面也看到彼得靠着神的恩典，靠着圣灵，做了许许多多的神的大的工作。
And also in the book of Acts, we can see that through the Lord and God and their powers, that many wondrous works were worked through Peter.
但是我们现在在这里读到这些彼得在这里写的他的书信里面的时候，让我们能够看到他里面的一个新的生命的出现。
But in these letters, we can see a new life that's coming out from Peter.
彼得在这里继续说，他是按着神的旨意照管他们。
And as to So Peter says here that to shepherd the flocks of God among you.
然后呢，不是勉强的。
Exercising oversight not under compulsion.
乃来是出于甘心。
But voluntarily.
也不是因为贪财，但是出于乐意。
According to the will of God, and not for sordid gain, but with eagerness.
但也不是呢，辖制所托付你们的。
Not yet as lording it over those allotted to your charge,
乃是做群羊的榜样
but providing to be examples to the flock.
如果你这样看他在这里是说长老，你也可以实际上把他看作是一个家长也好。
So here, even though he's mentioning about the elders, but you could also replace that with parents as well.
就像神的一个家里面，我们用家长来比喻。
So, if you were to look at House of God, then we can use the parents as an example.
当然，我们还要比较注意，因为在做一些比喻的时候，我们常常用我们地上的一些我们能看见的东西来做比喻，来比喻我们一些属灵的方面，不是那么准确，但是就帮助大家能够查验到一点这方面的类似的地方。
But of course, when we try to use sometimes use earthly examples as a comparison to things that goes on in God's house, it might not be exact, but help us to give some idea.
如果我们就把它就当作是先放在一个小家里面，有夫妻，他们是父母。
And so if we take a look at a family, the parents, the husband and the wife.
如果你要帮助孩子成长，帮助孩子成长，如果就按照这里的话讲的话。 一样，你是帮助孩子成长的时候，按照知道这孩子是属于神的。
And in the same way, we help your children to grow up. It works the same way because children also belongs to God.
你在帮助他们成长，在照管他们，一定不是出于勉强，乃是出于自己的甘心乐意。
And so when in the process of helping them to grow, it must not be voluntary and not under compulsion.
也不是因为我们在这里讲到因为贪财。
And not because of any sordid gains.
什么叫贪财？孩子长大以后送了好的学校，对吧？在他身上很好的投资，让他以后能够赚大钱。
And that would be, for example, like, if parents think that, oh, I'm putting my kids through the best school so that they could go get the best job, in the future they could, earn lots of money, then I make gain from that.
或者知道这孩子然后回馈给我，对吧？如果是有这样的心态的，就不是一个真正的好的一个家长。
Or thinking that your children may pay you back in the future. So if you are raising your children with that kind of intention in mind, then that you're not being a good parent.
那么回到教会这个大家神的家里面的时候
，And taking a look at in terms of the church, this big family.
所以彼得在这里讲的是一个照管，是一个按照神的心意在这里帮助弟兄姐妹在这个家神的家中能够长大。
And here Paul is talking about how, Peter is talking about how helping the younger ones to grow in the house of God.
因为我们现在大家可能也常常听到，我们有一些需要一些生命的陪伴呐、啊，这种方面或者英文叫做 mentoring 啊。
And so, most recently, probably a lot of you have maybe heard a conversation about how we needed mentors.
所以，像我们实际上在生命的在成长的过程中，主耶稣带他的门徒就像那样子，实际上带他门徒就相当于一个生命的陪伴着他们。
And so that's in the same way how Lord Jesus is relationship with his disciples is that he's a mentor to them.
那么，生命的陪伴这个，我们在讲到中文的时候，我就用一个比喻，有点像是他叫私家的这个教师，就以前很有钱的人，他为了他的孩子长大，他给他请教师，就私家的教师，不是一个公共学校的这样教师。
And when we talk about this mentor, it's kind of close to the concept of private tutors.
如果我们当看了一些故事，特别讲到那些皇帝的皇族家里面有很多孩子，每一个孩子都给他请一个家教，一个私教啊。
And so, if you look at, for example, in the old histories of Chinese history kingdoms, in the emperors, for each one of his children, he'll have a private tutor for a private teacher for his son.
所以这个他的老师，他主要的负责就是这个孩子的成长。
And so, for that private teacher, private tutor, his full responsibility is for the upbringing of that.Child.
当然是不但是知识上面，而且这个人格各方面的成长都在这个老师怎么这个老师怎么带这个孩子怎么成长。
Of course, not only is this teacher responsible for teaching and giving this child knowledge, but also raising this child in the proper way.
当然，我们从圣经里面也看到也一样，包括大卫他的那么多的孩子，最后他每一个都有他自己的老师在里面。
And when reading the Bible, it's the same way as, for example, David. He has so many, he has many sons, and so each one of them, he has a tutor for, a private tutor for them.
我们就知道，到了后面的时候，这个老师慢慢慢慢就变成，有的时候就为了他这个儿子，然后为了这个孩子能够成长、能够成功，可能就和其他的孩子之间有许多的纷争了。
And so as we read on, we understand that later on, as these children grow, these teachers, in order for to provide a better future for the child that he's mentoring, that he might go into have conflicts with other children.
所以我们也知道，在读到这个历代志里面，就旧约里面特别讲到，最后他的大卫的儿子在争夺这个王位的时候，他们的原来的老师就变成他们的顾问。
And so, as we read in the Chronicles, later in Chronicles, when the sons of David are trying to fight for the throne, for the father's throne, then many of these teachers then become the advisors for these princes.
所以我们看到这是在人里面，我们就只是做一个比方，这个家教，但实际上我们在神的家里面，彼得在这里所讲的 他这样的长老是什么样的一个长老。
And so that of course was just an example in for the in human aspect, but what Peter is talking about here is how advising the elders to be to the people that they are shepherding.
Yeah, 特别讲到是他就说这些啊做长老的是要做群羊的榜样。
Especially when he mentioned that these the elders, the chief shepherds, they need to be examples.To the people.
然后呢，他特别也讲到关于年轻的，就是年幼的，也要顺服年长的。
And he also talked about the younger ones need to be obedient to the elders.
所以就是你们众人都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服。
And so he said that, and all of you clothe yourself with humility towards one another.
所以在一个神的家里面，我们是有年长的，我们也有年幼的。
And so in the house of God, yes, we do have those who are elderly as well as those who are young.
So Peter 在这里有这样的劝勉，要年长的就要怎么样来照管，这年幼的。
And so Peter has exhorts those who are elderly how they should be mentoring those who are younger.
也需要这个年轻的呢，他要求的是顺服年长的。
He also asks those who are young to be obedient to the elders.
然后就继续说，他你们众人，不管是年幼的还是年长的，你们都要以谦卑束腰。
And also encourage everyone, regardless whether you're older or younger, that to clothe yourself with humility towards one another.
而且是彼此的顺服。
And to obey one another.
因为神呢，他是抵挡骄傲的人。
For God is opposed to the proud.
所以的彼得他是非常明白主耶稣在他身上所做的。
And so Peter has a very good and clear understanding of what God has done for him.
所以我们就看到这个彼得他在劝长老们年长的这些教会里面的弟兄的时候，他并没有用任何命令的口气。
And so that's why when Peter exhorts the elders at church, he didn't use any kind of words similar to commanding them to do it.
他也没有把自己好像他是跟随主的门徒，大门徒应该说最大门徒，因为主把那个教会的钥匙是给了他手上。
And he also did not place himself in a position as of this great disciple of the Lord, for the Lord has given him the keys to the church.
所以当你在读到这些彼得在这个书信里面写的这些字字句句的时候，你能够真是感觉到他这个里面的他的一个谦卑这样子的一个生命在他里面的出现。
And so as you read the words that Peter wrote, you could truly feel this humility that exists within Peter.
那我们知道不管保罗也好彼得也好，他们是怎么样有这样的新的生命。
So regardless of if it's Paul or Peter, how do they get that life that they have?
都归到主耶稣我们的主的身上。
It's all originally from our Lord Jesus.
那我们来看一下我们自己的主主他来到世上是怎样是谦卑柔和的来到这个地方。
And so let's take a look at examples of how our Lord himself had come humbly onto that and meekly onto this world.
讲到因为在腓立比书里面大家都比较熟悉，他说这里也是保罗在这说，他说你们当以基督的心为心。
So in Philippians chapter 2, Paul himself again says, have this attitude in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus.
因为他本来呢，这个耶稣他是有神的形象，但不以自己与神同一等为强夺。
Who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God.
但是主他自己却取了人的样式，而且不但是人，他选的是要做奴仆的形象。
But emptied himself, taking the form of a bond servant and being made in the likeness of men.
来，我们来看一下，就主耶稣受洗这件事情。
And so let's take a look at the example of how our Lord Jesus was baptized.
这是在马太福音第三章里面。
And this is in Matthew chapter 3.
当时一位开路先锋施洗约翰，他在给犹太的人在施洗。
And so at the time, John the Baptist was baptizing the people.
大家都知道他是一位先知，他在旷野给众人施洗。
And everyone knows that he's a prophet, and he's baptizing people in the wilderness.
是当时除了这些犹太人之外，还有这些在犹太人当中可以说是比较骄傲的这些法利赛人，他们撒都盖人，他们都来到这个约翰面前来要求他给他们施洗。
And so among the Israelites, there are also those who are more proud, such as the Pharisees and Sadducees. And so they too came to ask John to baptize them.
这时候约翰他有个看见，他就跟他们说。
And so at that point, John saw them, and so he said,
他说我是用水给你们施洗，就讲给这些法利赛人，叫你们悔改。
And so he said that, as for me, I baptize you with water for repentance.
但是呢，那个在我以后来的呢，能力比我更大，我就是给他提鞋也不配。
But he who is coming after me is mightier than I, and I am not fit to remove his sandals.
所以在这里，这个约翰他知道那位耶稣要来的耶稣是怎么样的是伟大的一位人。
So John the Baptist knows that Jesus, who is about to come, how great Jesus is.
但是他说他自己给他提鞋都不配。
And so that's why he said that he's not even worthy to remove the sandals from his feet.
后来就不久，耶稣就来到了加利利，也来到约翰这里，要求也施洗。
And soon after, Jesus also arrived at Galilee and asked John the Baptist to baptize him.
所以这时候约翰就一定拦住嘴，说不行不行，我应该要谈到受洗的话，我应该是受你的洗。
And then John stopped him and said, No, I have need to be baptized by you.
但是因为约翰他自己知道他连给耶稣提鞋都不配，何况还要给他受洗呢？
Because John the Baptist knows that he is not even worthy to lift the sandals for Jesus. So how dare he baptize? How can he baptize Jesus?
所以在这里但耶稣就跟约翰说，你就先让我先许我这样做。
But Jesus answered, said to him, Permit it at this time.
因为耶稣跟他说的是，他说因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。
For in this way it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness.
就这个叫什么样的义，这个。
So what kind of righteousness is he talking about?
就是主耶稣他愿意降卑，愿意放下自己。
And as he's willing to humble himself.
所以约翰也听了他的话，也就许他，也就给他施洗。
And so John listened and permitted him and baptized Jesus.
所以我们就正是看到这时候箴言里面的话就在这里，我们在看到这些榜样的时候，箴言里面的话就成为活的在我们的面前。
And so when we see these examples, we can see that the prophecies within Proverbs have become a reality.
因为在箴言第十八章里面十二节是这样说到。
For in Proverbs chapter 18 verse 12 it is said,
叫败坏之先人心骄傲。
Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty.
尊荣以前必有谦卑。
But humility goes before honor.
所以我们在看到我们的主耶稣，他就是这样的谦谦卑卑的开始。
So we can see how Lord Jesus begins in such humble way.
我们包括讲到撒旦的话，他也是因为骄傲而被神所打下来。
And we also see that Satan, because of pride, he was stricken down by God.
所以这个新的生命，这主耶稣生命，就是谦卑。
And so this new life, this life within Jesus is humility.
有了这样的谦卑之后，神叫他得到一切的荣耀。
And because of that, God allowed him to receive all of the glory.
那么下面我们再请一起看下面一段是我们既然我们已经知道我们受洗归入他的死。是神的意思，要叫我们一生一举一动有新生的样式。
So next we'll take a look at now that we know that we're baptized into his death is so that we can be in likeness.
所以我们可以靠着这个圣灵的保惠师的帮助，我们就应当能够活出一个神心意要我们活出来的生命。
And so with God's helper, then we can indeed live a way that's according to what God wanted.
所以保罗继续在这个以弗所书里面是这样的鼓励我们。
And so Paul continued to encourage us in Ephesians.
他是说对我们说，他说我们既然蒙召的话呢，因为行事为人就当与蒙召的恩要相称。
So in chapter 4 he says, Therefore I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called.
他的第二句他讲的是什么呢？是讲的是凡事谦虚温柔忍耐用爱心互相的宽容。
The second verse said, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love.
所以在保罗在这里正是劝勉我们，要我们真是活出一个生命，就是配得上我们所配受的恩典。
So Paul is encouraging us to live a life that's worthy of one which we received.
然后呢，第三节，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
And then verse 3 saying, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
那么我们会说，哎，那我们应当是从什么时候开始，从哪里开始呢？
And then you ask, so when should we start and where should we start?
我们当这样的行出来，我们有这样的新的生命。
So how do we act so that we act out this new life that's within us?
实际上我们什么时候开始的时候，真正的话可以看到是从实际上你被神所呼召，你来接受他的喜与他的死。在联合的时候，这个就是开始。
And so it begins when we are united with him in death.
所以这是一个开始，而不是一个结束。
So that's actually just the beginning and not the end.
所以不是说我们受洗归入他的名下，哦，我们已经结束了，我们已经是他的子民了，我们就可以在这里享受这个永生。
So do not think that, oh, now that I'm baptized, we're becoming people, and we can just sit back and relax and then enjoy eternity.
让我们真正看到，这只是一个真正的开始。
Let's see that this is truly just the beginning.
让我们与神的他的死联合的时候，他就会让我们在主耶稣里面得到一个新的生命。
And so let us see that when we're united with him in death, then we can then receive a new life in Christ.
这是个起点，那么终点呢？
And this is the beginning, and the end is...
我们还记得保罗他特别讲到，他说他要努力地奔跑，朝着标杆奔跑。
And we still remember what Paul said that we shall race after the goal.
这个里面就讲到我们里面的人的生命。
So This is talking about the life of the inner man.
就是我们刚才圣经里面，我们罗马书里面，特别提到的说，让我们的一举一动有新生的样式。
And so this is what in the book of Romans has mentioned that so that we too might walk in newness of life.
我们刚才也看到了彼得、保罗还有主耶稣，他这里面的一个新的生命的成长。
And so in the examples we saw in Peter, Paul, and Jesus.The growth of this new life, the church.
这些他做主的见证，特别是彼得和保罗，他们是怎样使主的生命谦卑柔和的生命，也从他们里面活出来。
And how the meek and humble life of Christ has lived out through Peter and Paul.
那我们从哪里开始呢
？And so where should we start?
如果讲的话，那就从家里开始。
And we should start in our own home.
然后我们的家要注意到。我们是有这样的，我们有一个小的家。
And indeed, it may be small in size.
做父母亲的，你怎样在这家里面来做一个有新生命、有主生命的复活生命的一个父母亲
？And but as parents, how do you live a life that is filled with this new life?
做孩子的怎样在家里面做像年幼的样子，来按照神的旨意来做儿女。
And as children, how should you live a life that's according to the will of God?
还有的是虽然是离开家的，比如说上大学的，那他们呢？如果不和家里面不在一起的话
，And also for those who may not be living at home, for example, those who went off to college,
还是从家里开始。
Still start with your home.
这家是在哪里？这就是神的家。
And where is that home? That home is in.The house of the Lord.
因为神的家在这里，我们要看到，不但是我们一个小的家，神的家是有一个大家。
Yes, the house of God is not only start with a small family, but also the large family.
不但是我们东区教会，这是神的家。
Not only is ECCC the house of God.
我们还有许许多多的其他分在不同地方的，都是神的家。
And we also have many, many other who are spread in different places. Those are also house of God.
所以在这个家里面，我们成长。
And we grow and mature in this house of God.
所以我们啊，靠着我们的谦卑，我们可以在家里面，我们能够找到许多这些长老们。
And so by being humble, we can indeed find many of these elders in the house of God.
在我们跟随主耶稣这条路上面，我们在神的家里面，一定有许许多多的长老在这个家里面。
And then as we walk this path of following the Lord, we will find these elders in this house.
他们是甘心乐意帮助我们自己神的群羊，帮助我们在里面成长。
And these elders who are willingly to help us to grow.
所以包括我们自己，我们这一家也是一样。我们来到93年，来到这里。真是我们看见那么多的弟兄姐妹，那么多的年长的弟兄姐妹，在帮助我们里面的一步一步的成长。
Especially for my own family, personal family, we can see how in 1993 when we got here, we can see so many of the elders at church help our family to grow.
所以只要当你自己真正的能够在这个把它当作家，能够谦卑下来的时候，你就能看到你周围的许许多多的见证和这些。愿意服侍的，愿意栽培的这些长老们。
And so, when you are willing to humble yourself, and you can then see, then your eyes will be open to so many testimonies and so many of the elders who are willing to help you grow, surrounding you.
所以这些年长的，他们的完全的摆上，也成为我们的榜样。
And so all those elders who are willingly to offer their all, also became our examples.
当然你成长了之后，你是要怎么样呢？
And of course, after you matured, how should you act?
还是自己只是顾自己，你实际上也是要去注意，像年长的一样，你要去喂养，去帮助这些年幼的。
Do you only look after yourself, or should you also be like the other elders who help you to grow, and in turn you help others to grow?
将我们自己所得到的爱，借着我们得到了主耶稣的爱，借着这些年长的弟兄姐妹，在我们身上，我们同样的来去爱这些比我们年轻年幼的。
And taking the love that we receive from our Lord, that's given to us through these elders, in turn we then pass them on to those who are younger.
这个需要花时间花精力。
So this takes time and effort.
真是要像彼得在那里讲的一样的。真正的去关怀他们，帮助他们成长。
And just as Peter's mentioned here, is truly to care for them and to help them, mentor them to grow.
所以我就在这里新年的时候与大家一起有点彼此的鼓励。
So in this new year, I'd like to help encourage one another.
让我们看到，我们不但有自己的一个小家，我们真是有这样神的里面一个真正的一个这样的大的家庭在里面。
That only we have our small family, but we also have the family of God that we live in.
我们有彼此在这里，不但是互为肢体，我们同龄的互为肢体，实际上我们年长的、年幼的都在一起互为肢体。
And we're also part of this body, regardless of our age, whether we're elders or we're younger. We're all part of this body.
因为神的心意就是要我们在一起，能够真正的活出他，把他的生命活出来。
And because it's the will of God for all of us to come together and to live out His life.
因为我们知道刚才讲的这些，这个生命里面都是一定要在一起的生活的时候，才能真正把这个生命能够显明出来，或者把这生命让它长大。
For this life that we just talked about is only revealed through when we live together, work together. And then can this life be shown through as well as can this life grow?
特别讲到保罗在讲到说凡事谦虚和温柔和忍耐。
And especially how Paul mentioned that be in which you formerly walked according to the principles Ephesians chapter 4.
Mm-hmm. 没有关系，就说我们这些东西都讲的是我们在一起生活的时候，才能有这样的这样的生命出来。
Sorry, Ephesians chapter 4 verse 2 is with all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love.
所以 So
this all can only come through when we live and work with one another. So you, these things cannot show through if you go off by yourself, living in the mountains and meditating.
So this is why God really wants us to be together.
And so that's why God placed us all together so that we could live among each other and to grow together. And so that we can all grow into the image of Christ. And so that his body, his church, can be connected with the head.
So we also encourage 弟兄姐妹们，我们在新的一年里面，我们也注意看到找我们自己的老师，找我们的长老。
So in this new year, I'd like to encourage brothers and sisters to pay attention to find your elders, to find your mentors.
对啊，另外也注意去花时间，真是把自己当作长老一样的去来关怀这些比你年幼的。
And but at the same time, also spend time and to yourself ask the elders to find people who to look after, to help mentor.
对，我们讲的就是生命的陪伴哈，对吧
？So to help this is called mentoring.
因为这个真正的他刚才乐乐讲到这个 mentor 哈，他是这个讲了，实际上他真正的一个点，他的所有的这个做这个陪生命陪伴，他的全部的重点就是帮助你的成长，是为了你的成长。
And so the whole point of the mentor is to help you grow.
而且没有任何的竞争在里面，没有竞争关系，不是说啊他长得好了，或者我，那个反而，就是说，一般在公司里面啊，如果大家同事之间是不会有这种关系的啊。
And so there's no sense of competition with you and your mentor.
所以他的完全的，他就是为了他能够成长。
And the whole purpose of the mentor is again for this person that they're mentoring to grow.
所以我们从这个只能是从神的家开始。
And so you won't find, you'll find this in, and it starts with the house of God.
因为这里面是充满真正又从神那里来的爱的话，才能真正的做到这样的一个生命的陪伴。
Because you can only do this, become a true mentor, only when you're filled with love from God.
我们也知道这些，他们真正又从神爱的，就能够这样做的。真是神的圣灵在做我们的保惠师。
And truly, for those who can indeed do this through the love of God, with the power of the love of God, is doing this through the Helper that God has sent us.
这位圣灵保惠师是主耶稣，他特别求父赐给我们的。
And this Helper is our Lord Jesus, especially as the Father, Heavenly Father, give to us.
所以。你知道这位保护师是永远和我们在一起。
And you know that this helper will be with us forever.
保护师会借着各样的人在你的周围安排，目的是让你能够一举一动有新生的样式。
And this helper through our surroundings, the people around us, to help us grow.
能够讨父神的喜悦。
And so that we can be bring gladness to the Heavenly Father.
好，那么我今天的分享就到这里。
Sure、
我们下面有一段祷告。为我们舍命的主耶稣基督，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, who have sacrificed your life for us, we want to thank you.
你来到世上为了拯救我们每一个人。
You came into this world in order to save every one of us.
你为我们受苦。
You suffer for us.
你最后也为我们舍命。
You also lay down your life for us.
你是我们的神。
You are our God.
你不再是我们看来是外邦人的神。
And you no longer are the
是犹太人的，只是犹太人的神而已。
You're no longer just the God of the Israelites.
我们原来这些称为外邦的，但是我们在你的里面，我们被你也称为是你的子民。
And those of us who were originally considered as Gentiles, in you we also become your people.
就像我们刚才在诗歌里面所唱，我们的生命的气息完全都在乎于你。
And just as songs, we just sang that the breath of our life is in you.
你所赐给我们的是奇异的恩典。
And what you have given us is amazing grace.
虽然说我们不能配的，
even though we're unworthy of it,
但是你却赐给了我们。
But yet you've given it to us.
主，真是在你赐给我们新的一年的这个时光的里面的时候。
So in this new time that you've given us in this new year,
让我们都来珍惜你给我们的每一天。
May we treasure every single day you give us.
让我们每一天里面都成为新的。
And so that every day become new.
我们由你自己的品格的生命真正的活出来。
And may your life be lived out for us.
我们和我们众弟兄姐妹一起走这条你为我们预备的这条生命的道。
And so together with our brother and sister, we together walk upon this path, way of life.
让我们彼此鼓励、激励，是在你的爱中来建造。
And so that we encourage one another in love and to help build each other.
让我们真是有你自己的身量来讨你的喜悦。
And we can truly take on the image of you yourself, so we can bring gladness to you.
是我们能够在这个事业上面真是做明光照耀。
So that we can truly become light in this world and shine.
甚至将更多的灵魂能够寻找回来。
So that we may find you more lost souls.
谢谢你的恩典，我们将一切的荣耀都归给你。
Thank you. We thank you for your blessing. We give all glory to you.
祷告乃奉靠我主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.